Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepon scores. There goes Berry trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Clark moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico strikes out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Swift reaches second base with a double. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Neuhauser hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Wally Judnick. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Bob Feller. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Larry Doby. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 3 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vico reaches second base with a double. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Sam Vico. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson strikes out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Lapon moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Campbell now playing first base. Hal Wagner now catching. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lapon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barry bunts towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Mayo now playing third base. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 5 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Tucker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.